93.7 The River, Classic Rock Redefined with Three Doors Down. Doug and Joe's show. The big day. Dana's wedding day is going to happen August 4th. Everybody excited about it, finally. Woo-hoo! After pressing her, begging her, and forcing her into invite Joe and I. She's done that against her will. So we'll be celebrating Dana's, not the wedding, but the reception, August 4th.
That's right. Not invited to the ceremony.
Why can't we go to the ceremony?
Because I don't want you there.
Are you scared? Are you scared I'll protest?
No, the ceremony is just for immediate family and a couple very select friends.
And remember, she's got all those people. It's going to bust out the fence in the backyard.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would stand up. Do you, Kenny? Do you take this? I would stand up. Don't do it. Run. But I ask this: 766-9370. Did you, or in your case, Dana, are you, did you marry your parents' choice? Meaning, did you marry who your parents liked or who your parents wanted? Second question, did you marry the wrong person because they liked or disliked this person? Meaning, your parents are like, don't do it. He's a bad boy. He's no good, and you do it despite him. Or did you marry the wrong guy because they're like, oh, we love Billy. He's so good. He's secure with his career.
His financial.
Yeah, you need to marry him. Did you marry someone based on what your parents wanted or didn't want? Or did you marry him because your parents liked him and they wanted you to marry him because they were good friends or they thought he was the right one?
Man, that's a great question. Then you end up marrying someone they didn't like and it's just hell, I guess, throughout the whole rest of your
marriage. Or it's great.
Marriage.
Yeah, 766-9370. I ask that because a source that knows Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, and according to Life and Style magazine, they've said that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt have become close. Very close, because they've both broken up, Justin Theroux and Angelina Jolie. And the ones pushing him the hardest to get this back together are Brad Pitt's parents.
What?
They want him to get back, and they're desperately trying to convince their son that Jen was the right one for him all along. The magazine says Brad's parents want them to get married again. Both maintain Pitt's parents even constantly, daily, remind them that you've always loved her. You know you have, Brad. You need to marry her. And they say, too, Angie was never a good fit for him. We don't like her. They go on and on. They're trying to push him back to get him with Jennifer Aniston.
What have I always said? That was a good match. And secretly, they've always said that they kind of kept in touch. And
yeah.
Why they dated other people or why Brad was married to someone. I think, didn't Jennifer get married to Justin Trudeau, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So while they were married to other people, they secretly, you know, kind of kept talking and whatever else. So who knows?
I mean, what would the kids look like, honestly? I mean, every
they
other...
They wouldn't have kids now, would they?
Well, why wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, she hasn't had any yet.
Yeah, she needs a little kid, yeah, you know, or two.
Brad Pitt doesn't want any more kids, though, at this point.
Ooh, Angelina?
No, Brad Pitt. He has, like, what, 10 of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brad's like, no way. No, yeah, no. I don't want to go to Ethiopia. I don't want to adopt. I don't even, no.
Uh-huh. Well, he might with Jennifer because she would want to have his children. Angelina only let him have two.
You would have to have those two because that's like getting two thoroughbreds together. I mean, you've got to have some good quality lines there. Those kids would be like supermodels.
Just to see what they would create.
Yeah.
You know, just to have a peek at it.
Yeah, they get together. They have like a baby baboon. Like, what the hell is this?
I don't know why. It doesn't have any effect on my life whatsoever, but I really want them to get back together again.
Joe has always loved that couple. He's always said that is the celebrity Hollywood power couple. You've wanted that. I think Joe wants it more than their parents.
I do. I don't know why, but when you tell me that, I didn't really know that before. Now that I hear you say that, makes me happy.
You are legitimately happy.
I am.
Hey, what you should do is call the parents and fly out there and say, hey, I want to be an advocate for this marriage. I want it more than you do.
I'm have to call Brad.
Yeah, and just tell Brad, hey, I don't know you, I don't know your parents, but I want this more than anyone.
I'm that guy that you had assisting you in stalking and you needed me wrapped up by the police. I'd like for you to marry Jen. Remember
yeah.
me?
Yeah. So do you think there's people out there? Did you ever marry someone based on what your parents wanted? Or did you marry the wrong person because they wanted or didn't want you to? 766-9370, because I think we've learned, Joe, your in-laws now, they despise you.
My in-laws, yes. Yeah.
My father-in-law
still likes me.
He still likes
Aww.
You.
Yeah.
And it's the mom.
Yeah.
Okay. And did they always kind of not like you?
I think.
I mean, doesn't it just start from...
So it's easy now to hate you.
I think I was just a little rough. around the edges for the family. You know what I mean? For I was just a little too much. I cursed a little bit and smoked pounds of dope and drank and had tattoos. And I just think it was a little much.
All the while, her father lives in a commune with, he's a polygamist. We've talked about that.
He's not a polygamist.
Yeah, they didn't want Joe corrupting all the other 17 wives. So they never really did like you.
I always kind of thought that. Yeah. Now, Emily says, no, they did, but I've always kind of thought that.
Well, the other partner's always going to defend the husband and say, no, my parents love you. They just act like that. They're going to cover it up because they don't want to give you the truth.
And they don't want to hurt your feelings if it's true.
Yeah, and every daughter or son, you know, of that group of parents that doesn't like the other, they're going to cover. They have to.
Right.
Do your parents dislike your ex?
They don't dislike her. Remember, they were mad at me.
Yeah.
My mom and dad
got, you messed it up.
Yeah, they got mad at me throughout the marriage. So they're happy now that we're back together again. But they're just currently angry with us because we haven't visited for a while.
So everybody hates Joe, basically.
Yeah. I was going to say,
I can't do anything right.
Yeah, so your parents welcome her to marry you more than they welcome you to marry her. Your parents basically want you out of the family. They want her in it.
I don't know if I ever told you to this or not. But why we were having trouble?
Yeah,
my mom told her to leave me.
Oh, did she?
My mom told her to leave me.
Why did your mom tell her that?
Because she said that's the only thing that'll make him change.
Your mom was right. She knows you well.
Your mom is the one that gave her the advice to jam.
The strength to do it.
She planted that seed.
Wow.
I don't know if I ever told you that or not.
Mama, mommy.
Man.
And I was pissed at my mom for that for the longest time.
Well, sure, you would be.
I was like, God, how dare you tell your own son's wife to leave him?
Yeah.
But then looking back at it, it was the best thing she ever did.
766.
Mama knows best.
Yeah, 9370. Yeah. Dana, your parents, we've talked a little bit about this before. They're somewhat fond of Kenny.
Yes. My mom loves Kenny.
Your mom does. What about your dad?
I think my dad likes him. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. They can talk about guns and beard stuff.
Yeah. Dude stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother-in-law, you guys don't really get along, you and her.
No. Yeah. I was reprimanding my child actually over the weekend, and she was questioning why I was reprimanding her. And I was like, you need to get out of this area. Otherwise.
Well, wow. So she was like reprimanding your reprimand.
Yeah. I don't think she fully trusts what I'm doing sometimes.
So what you have to do, Dana, is you have to run a little experiment. Do a little
research and development.
R&D. Yeah. Do a little study and see what happens when you pull out a belt and you spank her in front of the mom.
I can't do that. Ooh. You know that.
Yeah, but doesn't Kenny's parents like a little more like parenting in that fashion?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, they don't.
No, yeah. Kenny's mom is very strict, but it was like about getting good grades.
That's right.
Otherwise, Kenny like ate all the candy he wanted and just
never got spanked.
Yeah, none of that.
So what you have to do, you got to bring
smack him, but
bring it to a head before August 4th. And what you want to do is put his mom in as many
uncomfortable type positions,
predicaments as you can to see how she reacts, because you may not be getting married. You may not want to marry him if, in fact, she's always going to be that burden.
Oh, no.
Let it out of the bag early and find out what happens.
That's just part of the deal, honestly. It is what it is. I've accepted it.
A lot of people say that.
She's accepted it, too. She knows I'm not going anywhere.
Do you think more people hate their in-laws or like them?
I don't know. That's a great question.
That's a great question.
I'm not sure.
I think it's 50-50.
I'd say so as well.
They either hate them or they love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a gentle mix. But I would say of the folks that dislike one or the other one's always trying to please. It's very rare that both people hate each other and they just do nothing to fix the situation.
Yeah, and I don't know how long a marriage can go if you can never hang out with the parents.
It'd make it miserable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's going to come a time when you got to do something and you don't want to do it because the parents are there. And you're like, oh, I'm not going there. I'm not doing this. I don't want to hear that. And I would just think it's that strain every day and night when you open your eyes and go to bed of knowing that those parents don't like you. That would suck.
You, on the other hand, got lucky, didn't you? I mean, because you've talked, at least with me, privately, and I think you've told the listeners before, that your wife's parents, you really got along well with them.
Oh, they still
do.
Yeah, they kind of raised me to an extent, and they love me. Yeah, they do, and I love them, and they've done a lot for us, and we've done a lot for them, and they've always been really, really cool. and they've always liked me. I love my in-laws. I've never had a problem with them.
And vice versa? I mean, we know your dad's passed now, but your mom and dad liked her too, right?
Yeah, my mom and dad liked her. I don't know if she liked them. My dad. No, my mom.
Your dad. Your mom, she loved. Huh?
Yeah, my mom's cool. But yeah, I think it was more, you know, my favor to where I even kind of, you know, leaned on my in-laws more than I did my parents. Sure. So it was kind of different. But
you got lucky, dude. I'm telling you, a lot of folks don't have that.
Well, you don't even have folks that love you.
No, I don't. Well, I would if I would visit once in a while. That's all I got to do. I just got to make it home for a trip.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you didn't visit.
No, I need to visit. That's why they're mad at me. Oh. I guess they love me because I won't, or they're mad at me because they love me so much. That makes sense.
Yeah, even your dad? Yeah. He's going to send you out plane tickets to see you, except the plane tickets don't take you to Indiana. They take you to, like, Guam.
Hey, you know what he wants to do? And I'm a little worried about this. This is true. We just talked about this recently, like last week. He wants to drive his truck out here from Indiana.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Big Stan's big truck?
Yeah, it worries me. He's a little bit older now, and all the surgeries and stuff he's had. That's a long drive for him to do. But he wants to take time and enjoy himself and visit some friends and drive across America.
And you're worried about his safety?
A little bit.
Yeah. Maybe he is, too, and maybe that's why he's choosing to drive. Maybe he doesn't want to end up here. He just wants you to think he wants to end up here.
That's an excursion, man.